Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison. John is a certified financial planner. He's an ordained minister. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, also Fighting Back. That's his novel. It's outstanding. And I need you, Aspire FA. There it is, folks. Aspire, A-S-P-I-R, two S's, A-S-P-I-R-A, FA.com. All right?
Correct.
All right. So check it out, folks. You can find John there and let him help you with your, with all of your stuff. He's an outstanding financial planner, as you can tell. John, you're giving us a good report on the brand new Secure Act that was just passed. It's on balance. It's good news. There are a couple of things that kind of missed a lot of people, especially anybody who turned 70 and a half in 2019. They got hurt a little bit, but they picked up a couple of other things. What else do we need to know about this new law? And what do you recommend? Give us, and also wrap up our visit with some 2020 investment tips, planning tips.
Okay. Two other things of interest in the law. There's lots of little things in it, and it's going to frankly take planners and advisors a while to comb through all the fine details and figure out what's what. But two things that jumped out at me is they now allow the use of those Section 529 plans, those college savings accounts,
school
can be used for homeschooling expenses,
and
you're allowed to use those tax advantage funds for repayment of student loans.
Really?
So those are two things, and it kind of snuck under the radar. Most of the big media reports haven't mentioned that. But if you go to congress.gov and actually look at the act itself, both those provisions are in there. So that's kind
of if there's money from 529 left over after they graduate, you can use that money to pay off loans that you took out.
Yeah, that's a neat thing because loans are a problem for a lot of people, and this takes a little bit of the edge off if you can pay for them with pre-tax dollars.
Right. No kidding.
So,
what else?
So that's a neat thing, and the homeschooling expenses, and those are pretty much the major provisions of the Secure Act. It's not as huge an act as maybe I would have liked, but the incremental additions of all those changes will be a help to most people. As far as investments are concerned, I think the biggest thing to look for in the next 12 months is going to be political. Usually we're looking at economic fundamentals. What's
right.
the unemployment rate? What's the inflation rate? What are, you know, those sort of things. I think the biggest boost or drag on people's investments over the next year will be what the political situation looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually encouraged, this is going to sound funny, when Boris Johnson won his election in Great Britain because it was sort
power
of
to the people. Power to the people, John.
Yeah. And I think it bodes well on this side of the pond in terms of not
you think,
everybody
you
is,
think
is
that would be contagious? So you think what happened in England, in Great Britain, there'll be a contagious effect? Or did we catch on in contagion and create a contagion over there? What do you think? It could have gone both the other way.
I don't know which was the chicken and which was the egg, but either way, I like the result.
We need to have the chicken and the egg feeding off of each other, don't they? We need to collaborate.
Yeah, because I think that what's going to happen literally is as the election draws near, the harder, the more that a hard left candidate is doing well in the polls, the worse that bodes for the economy and therefore things for like the stocks in your 401k, things like that. And to the extent that things are leaning the other way, then it implies to me, for instance, with Johnson having won the election, there's a good shot that we could do a separate trade deal with Great Britain.
That's exactly right.
And that would be a boost to the U.S. economy. And that, again, tends to bode well for your stock-based investments like in your 401ks and IRAs. So,
and remember, folks, the people we have who are left here, they're no longer just liberals who want to reform our capitalistic system. They're socialists who want to rip it out and put socialism in. That's different from the past, isn't it, John? Last thoughts.
It really is, and it's amazing to me always. And I try not to be political for the most part. I have clients all over the place in terms of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
But I still am amazed when you can look at places like South America and all the countries that used to be economically prosperous and then went socialist.
We've seen those movies. I know. Hey, John, good job today. Merry Christmas. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.